Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. I'm talking with Brett Davidson, Livestock Officer for Dairy with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries at Deniliquin, and today we're discussing the ryegrass check program. Brett, can you tell me about the aims of the ryegrass check program?
The aims of the ryegrass check program were to try and improve the average yield of grass consumed on farm. There's quite a lot of data on farm pasture usage, and the top farms are regularly around that 15 tonnes of dry matter a year, but the average is only 9. So we've got a lot of room to move on how much pasture is consumed on farm.
How did it come about?
It came about from talking to some farmers at a discussion group day, and they were trying to work out why their pastures were underperforming, and they were at a loss to why it was performing, and were wondering how they could improve.
What does the program involve?
It involves farmers recording some of their practices around sowing and establishing pastures.
Was the aim of the project to come up with new science in pasture management for the dairy industry?
No, it wasn't. The science in relation to pasture management is quite comprehensive. So it's not about new science. It was to see if best management practices were being followed and to find out whether it was environmental or management practices that were causing pastures to underperform. Once we could identify those, we could put out information on how farmers could optimise their production and make best use of their available resources.
Brett, how did you go about the project? And what are the environmental and management factors that the ryegrass program actually looks at?
We started a working group with farmers, DPI agronomists and some researchers and myself. We all sat down and worked through all the different management factors that we could think of that would make a big impact on establishment. We also talked about environmental factors as well, but we came up with 27 management practices that could impact on establishments. So like paddock history, seed variety, sowing depths, soil types, fertiliser use, and a range of different things. I sat down with the working group and we made up a easy-to-fill-out booklet so that farmers could write down their observations in a quick and easy manner, and then I collected the data and reviewed it from there. On a few farms I worked with quite closely, we actually took pasture cuts and did composition counts just to see if it was showing up the same as what we were getting on the farm.
What has the project found?
The project showed that most paddocks were performing quite well, but there was a few underperforming paddocks that really brought the average down, and if these underperforming paddocks weren't properly managed, could cause big impacts on the amount of pasture grown per farm. So in the initial season, we had flooding in late February for pastures down in the Riverina, which presented a range of challenges, and in the second year, we actually almost had the opposite, where it was a cool February, then it got very hot in March with a run of days well into the 30s. The first year, certainly some of the issues were around sowing depth. So what we're trying to aim for to get a successful ryegrass stand is to try and get 600 plants per square metre. And in the first year, we had quite a few, there was a few paddocks that were actually well behind where they should be. One farm that we looked at, he had his sowing depth wrong. It was the only paddock he didn't check, and he was rushing a little bit. And just by sowing 5 millimetres too deep, he ended up halving his plant densities. Another paddock had grazing management issues. So by grazing early, he set his pastures back, and the cows were also pulling plants because they were young and immature. This reduced the plant densities through the season. Another farm had a pest issue where, because of the flooding, all the pests concentrated in one area and caused a hell of a lot of damage. With all these issues, when you set these pastures back, it's very difficult to get them to perform at an optimum level. It was really pleasing to see how well producers managed their pastures, and it was a real credit to them after the flooding to see how well they could do. The second season, we had the opposite of a cool February and a hot March, and the farmers in the group discussed what the conditions were like, and we came up that with you know, potentially temperature could be an issue. Ryegrass is very sensitive to temperatures, and anything above 25 degrees, it does impact on the amount of seed that germinates and survives. So we ran into a series of days that ran into the 30s. When we went out and checked these paddocks that were sown in that period, we had plant densities down to in the range of 10 to 50% of what was required. So a lot of these paddocks had to be re-sown, but obviously there was some farmers that didn't do anything, and these paddocks were actually full of weeds and had low plant numbers, and those paddocks are really going to struggle right through the season.
Why do you think that fertiliser management, soil type and seed varieties did not come up as an issue?
It was quite interesting. A lot of us actually thought that they would come up. But if we have a look about all the work that's been done around soil fertility, most people have got very good regular soil programs where they're actually testing for fertiliser and regularly applying it. It was just interesting to see that, you know, it wasn't an issue. But with the more difficult soil types, the farmers that were on those soil types actually probably had a really managed them well and really paid attention to detail, and surprisingly they were some of the best in the group, even with the challenging seasonal conditions, which was another interesting outcome. With all the variables around pasture production and grazing, it's hard to get a clear difference in variety in a paddock system. So the main thing is to look at is if you're selecting the right species for its intended use. So for an example, you know, perennials for longer season growth and Italians and annuals for seasonal growth, and depending on what you require, and using them, all your management techniques to get the best out of them accordingly.
What's your take-home message then from this discussion today?
Take-home message would be the best managers had the best pastures. The paddocks that did have problems from either shortcuts or mistakes, these things compounded very quickly and were very costly, so they really dropped the quality of that paddock and the amount of pasture it could use quite markedly. What you need to do, and what we came out of at the end of this program, was that you need to check your plant densities after sowing. You need to make sure you've got those plants there. You need to check that you monitor your pest and weed situation. And if you have got a problem, don't be afraid to get in there and manage it. So it's these management things that really overcome most of the environmental things. And if you don't have the plants there to start off with, you can't have the productive pastures. It'll really hit the top end of cheap productive pastures that what we're aiming for. And if you'd like more information, visit www.dpi.newsouthwales.gov.au and select Ag New South Wales and click on D for Dairy.
Brett Davidson, Livestock Officer for Dairy with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries at Deniliquin. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.